You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The Somali Civic Participation Forum took place last night at the Ohio State House. Stephanie Chambers was the keynote speaker. She's the author of Somalis in the Twin Cities and Columbus, Immigrant Incorporation in New Destinations, and she joins me now. Stephanie, thank you for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So your book focuses on the two most concentrated populations of Somali Americans in the U.S., in Columbus and Minneapolis. So when you look at those two cities, I'm sure there are leagues of differences, but what stands out to you the most?
Well, there are significant differences in terms of political incorporation. It's much better in many ways in the Twin Cities than it is in Columbus, Ohio. There are structures and institutions in the Twin Cities that have made it much easier for Somalis to reach somewhat of their potential in terms of politics. They have elected officials who are Somali in the state house, at the school board level, in city council, and we don't see that in Columbus. And there are a lot of ways that things could change in Columbus, such as having the major parties appeal to Somali voters, not just for their vote, but to try to recruit them to be leaders within the party. Unions could play a role in bringing Somalis in and giving them leadership opportunities that could lead to political opportunities. We could also see a change in the ward structure at the city council level in Columbus to make things a little easier for Somalis. So kind of getting rid of some of the barriers that seem to limit political incorporation for Somalis in Columbus. And these barriers are just not present in the Twin Cities, and they've made a real effort to get rid of barriers.
I was going to say, in November, Ilhan Omar was elected to the Minnesota State House. That garnered a ton of press. She was, by many people's accounts, the first Somali-American legislator in the U.S. And so you give some of these proscriptions that Columbus might get better about, but how far away do you see us from getting there?
Well, I think that there are things that could be done relatively quickly and relatively soon that could improve the situation. So, you know, overall, there are a lot of things that are different in the Twin Cities. There are big differences, and there are a lot of them, but there are little things that can be done. There are some other things that stand out as real differences, and one of them is I measure social incorporation, and two of the things I look at are the inclusion of Somali police, which Columbus doesn't have any Somali police, but it's made such a difference in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul in terms of the community's reception to the police and police community relations. So I just think that that's something that really needs to happen in Columbus. Another example is that the foundations in the Twin Cities play a real role in welcoming new Americans and extending opportunities for them through grant funding and other opportunities that I think could happen here and could go a long way in helping Somalis and other immigrant groups that are coming in, like the Nepalese.
When you look at both of those social incorporation prescriptions and the ones that you mentioned for political incorporation, do you think that those are complicated by what seems like an increasingly tense post-election political climate, especially when it comes to immigrants?
Sure. I mean, I think that, it is more complicated because there's so much negativity toward refugees and immigrants in our political climate today. But I think this is the perfect opportunity for policymakers to step forward and say, Columbus is different, and we're going to make an effort to truly include people. This is important to us. This is who we are. You know, I just think that Ohio has that. I feel that they have it, and it just needs to come out.
Stephanie Chambers, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Stephanie Chambers is the author of Somalis in the Twin Cities and Columbus, Immigrant Incorporation in New Destinations. She's speaking tonight at the Ohio State House at 5:30 as part of the Somali Civic Participation Forum.